Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? Well, we've made it easy for you. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the on-demand page and click Share This.
All right, we've been promising it. Now it's time for Soundbite of the Week. We have four sound bites for you to listen to. That's ordinary. Here on Issues Etc., we just go through the last week's programs. There's a lot of stuff there in the course of a normal Issues Etc. week, and we just ask ourselves, what's there that really stuck out to us when we were doing the interviews, when we were listening to them? What did the guest have to say that really stuck in our minds, or a good insight, something that they said that we hadn't heard before, something we'd heard before but needed to hear again? And we usually pick that stuff out and we say, let's just put that in front of the people, let them choose between these four sound bites and pick the Issues Etc. sound bite of the week. We've got four this week, and it's a very simple game to play. Now, the reward to at least one of our listeners who votes, the one with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package. The LPR bundle package is the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the Issues Etc. pen, and the Issues Etc. bumper sticker. We have brand new I Have Issues t-shirts that are supposed to be coming in from the supplier, I think next week sometime. So your LPR bundle package will include a brand new I Have Issues t-shirt. It goes to the best vote while we play Soundbite of the Week. You vote by calling 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can also vote by emailing us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twittering us at @issuesetc. Four sound bites this week. Up first, from Colleen Carol Campbell, who's a regular guest, she was talking about those gay protests outside the Cathedral Basilica. And the question was raised, does Catholic opposition to gay marriage necessarily mean that the Catholic Church is neglecting the poor?
It's kind of easy to say, well, any money that goes to defending marriage or fighting the pro-life battle should be going to the poor instead. But of course, when we look behind these attacks, we see that there's no such outrage among these gay rights activists for the millions of dollars that they're pumping into campaigns all across America, not to fight poverty, but to push a gay rights agenda, and specifically same-sex marriage. In fact, in a couple of cities, we're seeing where the gay rights movement is actually undercutting the good work that churches like the Catholic Church are trying to do for the poor. Here in Missouri, Catholic Charities is the largest private provider of social services in the state, so I don't think Archbishop Carlson needs to be taking any lessons in caring for the poor from a group of activists whose own movement is spending a heck of a lot of money on a political agenda rather than caring for the poor themselves.
That is soundbite number one. If you'd like to vote for it as soundbite of the week, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email your votes to talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter us @issuesetc. Soundbite number two comes from Scott Klusendorf. We were talking about those 13 new cell lines for embryonic stem cell research, and I wanted him to respond to the argument, these embryos are going to be destroyed anyway, why not do research?
This argument that, well, these embryos are going to die anyway and they're going to be discarded anyway, yeah, that's true because we intend to kill them for research. But even if it were true that these embryos are going to die anyway, that's no excuse to kill them. Prisoners on death row are going to be executed, but we don't conduct grisly medical experiments on them prior to execution. Soldiers that are mortally wounded on the battlefield are going to die, but we don't make an argument that we ought to harvest their organs before they die because we could use them to treat disease in others. This is a kind of scientism argument that ignores ethical considerations.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, call and vote, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from Wesley Smith on, well, we were talking about the conscience clauses and all of the trouble that the medical field is having. And for some reason, it came up, an editorial in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch basically calling out doctors who don't want to engage in this kind of destructive research or in accommodating a patient's desire to die. Here was his response.
What the St. Louis Post-Dispatch is saying, and it's awesome and breathtaking, is that if you're a medical professional and you believe in the Hippocratic Oath, you are persona non grata. Get out of medicine, because the Hippocratic Oath prohibits abortion and prohibits assisted suicide. And the Post says, if you can't do the killing, get out of medicine. You had so many editorials against the Bush Conscience Clause, and that's what the Post was writing about. Plus, you have many, many medical professional groups now saying, you do what the patient wants. That is taking away the professionalism of medicine and turning it into an order-taking technocracy.
That's soundbite number three, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Get ready to call, get ready to vote, because here's soundbite number four. It's Pastor Heath Curtis on why he and you should observe the church year.
I usually talk about the liturgy and the church year and the lectionary with my people as a shield to defend them from me. You don't want to put the power of determining what you're going to preach on, how we're going to worship, what words we're going to speak to God in the hands of any one man. The liturgy, the lectionary, the church year are the collective wisdom filtered through two millennia of Christian experience and are a much surer guide to ensure that every congregation is going to hear the whole counsel of God rather than putting all that in the hands of your one pastor.
And that's soundbite number four. It's time to call. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Should it be soundbite number one, Colleen Carol Campbell on Does the Catholic Church Oppose Gay Marriage and Thereby Neglect the Poor? Time for your votes. 1-877-623-6943. It's Friday afternoon, December the 4th. 1-877-623-6943. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Should it be soundbite number two, Scott Klusendorf on, well, these embryos are going to be destroyed anyway. Why not kill them now? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Should it be soundbite number three, Wesley Smith on the St. Louis Post-Dispatch's chilling message, editorial message to doctors? Talk back at issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-6943. Or should it be soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis on why he observes the church year to guard his congregation from himself? 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Or you can Twitter your votes for soundbite of the week on this Friday, December the 4th at issuesetc. 1-877-623-MY-IE. It's time to play soundbite of the week. This vote for soundbite number four comes from Steve in Medford, Oregon. He's a on-demand podcast listener, Reformation Club member, and long pants wearer. He says, no man prees for me. He says, my vote is for soundbite number four, Pastor Curtis. It's exactly the same argument I have used with my high school Sunday school class when they ask, how come Pastor never preaches on blank? I usually answer, what would you like him to preach on? Something you would like to hear about? What about your parents or the older members? They might want to hear something altogether different. How about letting pastor preach from the readings that are traditionally supplied by the church, not by the pastor? Sometimes they're so easy, they aren't so easy to preach on, and everyone, but they do reach everyone, and with the help of God, our pastor does a great job. Steve in Medford, Oregon, thank you very much for voting for soundbite number four. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. We played our soundbites. Now it's time for your votes for soundbite of the week. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. We'll go straight to the phones when we come back for your votes for soundbite of the week. Stay tuned.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org. And click on-demand audio.
Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the new Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and the Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you. issuesetc.org. Click Find a Church.
Theology for blue collar, white collar, and clerical collar. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Gloria Christi Lutheran, Greeley, Colorado. St. John's Lutheran, Rosemount, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Waltham, Minnesota. Trinity Lutheran, Fredericktown, Missouri. Zion Lutheran, Gravelton, Missouri. Christ the King Lutheran, Billings, Montana. Redeemer Lutheran, Nashville, Tennessee. And Zion Lutheran, Douglas, Wyoming. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back. We're playing Soundbite of the Week. It's time to go to the phones to hear your votes for Soundbite of the Week. First up, Mark is calling from his car. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Pastor. I would like to vote for your fourth soundbite. Your first three soundbites, each of them, you have a brilliant response to a political argument. But I read something a long time ago that politics is downstream from culture. And I think the ultimate response to politics is the reformation of culture, and I think the answer to that is embodied in your fourth soundbite, faithful pastors preaching the whole counsel of God week after week after week.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Now, see, Mark shows you how it should be done. He's got a vote. He can tell you exactly why he's voting the way he is. Your reasons are your own. Let's see what Anastasia has to say, calling from Nebraska. Hi, Anastasia.
Hi.
Which one are you picking for Soundbite of the Week, Anastasia?
Pastor Curtis.
Pastor Curtis, and why?
Because he's my dad.
And you're in Nebraska right now?
No, I live in Illinois, but Dad's from Nebraska.
Oh, he's from Nebraska. That's a good state to be from. That's a good reason to be voting for Soundbite of the Week. How old are you, Anastasia?
6 and a half.
6 and a half years old. Smartest listeners in radio, I should say. Anastasia, thank you very much. Ann is calling in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Oh, good afternoon. My vote is for Wesley Smith and his discussion of the Hippocratic Oath. In my lifetime, and I'm a decade ahead of you and Jeff, I remember studying that in grade school, and for it to have gone to the complete opposite, now it's anathema if you support the Hippocratic Oath. It's I can't see that things are ever going to turn around. I hope they will, but I don't think they will.
Thank you very much, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. It is a sad situation, isn't it? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc. Here's Scott calling from Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi. I'm voting for soundbite number two with Scott Klusendorf. I like his argument that we don't exploit for personal or corporate profit those destined to die, but I don't think the soundbite quite goes far enough. You see, Todd, I'm going to die, my family is going to die, you, Jeff, and Craig, and all the listeners to the show are going to die someday. Last time I checked, the run-of-the-mill human mortality rate is 100%. Unless we can answer the question, why can't all of us, why can't we exploit people who are going to die, read that as all of us, then that's the whole shooting match. We need an objective standard on which to value life. We have that in God's word, but a secularist human society won't buy it. It just adds more fervor to the prayers of the Christians praying in the litany, from the crafts and assaults of the devil, from sudden and evil death, good Lord, deliver us.
Well, Scott, thank you very much. Good reason, too. Micaiah in Iowa emails us, I vote for soundbite number 3. In a world where morals such as respecting life are attacked daily, I think that we need to be reminded to stand firm in our beliefs and not let the world's opinions overshadow God's word. Thank you for the show, and thank you for listening for voting. Micaiah in Iowa. Thomas in Alma, Michigan says, Wesley Smith, number 3, what's going on in the medical field is chilling indeed, but I can't help but think of what's going on in the church as well. The same give the people what they want ideology pervades. He's quite right. Neither doctors of medicine nor doctors of theology should be in the business of giving people what they want, but in applying the healing they need. Well put, Thomas. I'm going to put him on the list, and that list is getting long, in fact. Very well put. Thank you for listening in Alma, Michigan. Jen in Virginia says, I'm voting for number 4. As it's the beginning of the church year and I love Advent, it's wonderful to be able to teach my kids about Jesus and his saving grace through the church year at home and in church. I really wanted to listen live as I managed to catch about 20 minutes of the first hour. Unfortunately, my vocation as mommy has taken over and we're eating pizza out for dinner so my kids can unwind a little. Keep up, as always, the excellent work in Christ. Jen, thank you very much for listening in Virginia. Still time for your votes. Remember, the listener with the best reason for their vote will get an LPR bundle package, including a new I Have Issues t-shirt, a travel mug, the Issues Etc. pin, the Issues Etc. bumper sticker, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. Still plenty of time for your votes and change the vote totals. Joseph says, I vote for soundbite number 2. What's going to stop a doctor from saying they were only able to get 1 or 2 good fertilized eggs instead of 5 or 6? Or how about they use less likely ones to survive and destroy more human life? I do not see anything good coming from this quote-unquote program. Thank you very much, Joseph. And he votes on Facebook, by the way. This is from Michael in Strasburg, Illinois. He says, my vote is for soundbite number 3, Wesley Smith, on the Post-Dispatch editorials. I have to admire anyone who could incorporate the word technocracy so smoothly into conversation. When I was first listening to this segment on demand and heard the soundbite in context, in particular the phrase, that is taking away the professionalism of medicine and turning it into an order-taking technocracy, the picture in my mind was of someone in scrubs in a lab coat saying, you want fries with that? While punching the picture of a potato on a touchscreen cash register. Despite all of its scientific trappings, medicine is an art, and doctors and nurses and PAs, etc., are artists. The fine arts were run the way of managed healthcare is going in this country. They would have taken away Picasso's brushes and shoved a Kodak Brownie in his hands because he was at the pinnacle of the scientific image. That was the pinnacle of scientific image making. Good analogy, Michael. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Strasburg, Illinois. Tom in Texas says, soundbite number 1, the definition of the word poor is in the eye of the beholder. Scripture seems to define poor differently than we do. The world's definition is usually something like the opposite of rich. Rich is the person who is blessed according to the Lord, and according to the psalmist, the blessed, that is the rich man, is the one who has a quiver full of children. The greatest gift one can give to the world is God-fearing children, and that does not mean leaving them in a dumpster. Thank you very much, Tom in Texas. Sarah on Facebook votes for soundbite number 3. As a pre-med student, I'm pretty darn concerned about my conscience rights. And you should be, Sarah. Thank you very much. Also voting on Facebook is Jeremy. He says, I'm torn between 3 and 4. In each clip, some people need protection. In health-related issues, people need protection from themselves, lest the doctors become order takers. Reverend Curtis mentioned that his parishioners need protection from him, which is why the church year is such a blessing. The church calendar does provide a shield. It does provide order in an orderless society. I vote for soundbite number 4, which is the winner this week. Pastor Heath Curtis on why he and you should observe the church year.
I usually talk about the liturgy and the church year and the lectionary with my people as a shield to defend them from me. You don't want to put the power of determining what you're going to preach on, how we're going to worship, what words we're going to speak to God in the hands of any one man. The liturgy, the lectionary, the church year are the collective wisdom filtered through two millennia of Christian experience and are a much surer guide to ensure that every congregation is going to hear the whole counsel of God rather than putting all that in the hands of your one pastor.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis, on why he observes the church year, and you should too. And it's the winner this week of Soundbite of the Week. Thanks to everybody who voted, who called, who emailed, who left their messages at Facebook as well, voting for Soundbite of the Week. The winner of the LPR bundle package this week, it's got to be Thomas from Alma, Michigan. If you would email us with your shirt size and your mailing address, we will send you an LPR bundle package, which of course includes the new I Have Issues t-shirt. There were a lot of other honorable mentions. Scott and Mark both had great reasons for it, as well as Anastasia voting for her dad. But you got to give it to one person. So it goes to Thomas. Thomas, email us with your shirt size and your address. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Monday on Issues, Etc., we'll discuss the Copenhagen Summit on Climate Change. Dr. Cal Beisner of Cornwall Alliance, of the Cornwall Alliance for the Stewardship of Creation, will be our guest. We'll be talking about global warming. Is it true? And I have to get his thoughts on that controversy swirling around global warming data that was apparently suppressed and destroyed, that didn't support the common framework for global warming. Whenever you hear a pastor say to his people, you need this, the liturgy, the church year, the set of readings, all of these other things that have been handed down to us by the wisdom of the church. As Pastor Curtis put it, the collective wisdom of the church over millennia. When you hear a pastor say, you need this to protect yourself from me, that's a good, honest pastor who knows that if he were left to his own devices, apart from these good guides, these wise guides handed down to us from previous generations of Christians, in many ways smarter than we are, he knows that if he was left to his own devices, apart from those guides, he could mislead the church. There's a famous prayer from Luther. It's called his sacristy prayer sometimes. And it hangs in many Lutheran pastors' offices. Many pastors pray this before Sunday morning, before going out for the divine service. And they do so wisely because in this prayer, Luther says, among other things, he prays for wisdom, rightly handling the word of God. And then he says, Lord, you must be with me, for if I am left to myself, I would surely bring it all to ruin. That's Luther saying, if he were left to himself, he would bring it all to ruin. Don't let your pastor take the reins in his own hands and decide for you and the rest of the congregation. It's not that he isn't a sincere, good, decent man. No, but if left to ourselves, even we pastors who strive to be faithful would bring it all to ruin. This is why we embrace and are thankful for the collective wisdom of the church handed down to us from all those Christians who have come before. They knew that the gospel was always at stake. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.